Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The show with the NFC East, there are three teams at 2-1. The Redskins are one of them. Where do you slot them in among that trio? Give us your thoughts on those 3-2-win teams. Who's first, second, and third best right now in the division? The Eagles have the Chargers in L.A. this weekend. The Cowboys have the Rams in Dallas on Sunday. The Redskins will wait till Monday night at the Chiefs. By the way, how annoying is it? The Redskins play one of their best games in years.
Mm-hmm.
They win a game decidedly. You get the rare laugher where they're on the sidelines cutting up in the middle of the fourth quarter.
Sideline laughter. It's always done to us in our building, and it was the opposite way, and it was so joyous.
And then my aggravation is twofold. One, the next week can't be against one of the worst teams in the league. It's got to be against legitimately everybody's number one team right now, the Chiefs.
The best.
Also, you got to wait till Monday night to see them again.
Uh-huh.
I'm just frothing at the mouth to see football and the Redskins, and I feel great. Cousins got going. Doxson caught a 52-yard pass. Might that be a thing? Jamison Crowder looked like himself. It's time to get Jordan Reed back. The defense played its best game since 1991 statistically, and we have to wait an extra day. I want to get back on the field as quickly as possible. I want that to carry over. I want momentum. And everything that could happen to end the momentum
is happening.
Who your opponent is, how long you have to wait, is going against the team.
And these are approximate numbers, but the Redskins are 0-274,000 on Monday night.
Mm.
And you go play the best team in the NFL in their place, which is one of those loud ones. It's not the artificial fake noise like they pipe in Boston for the Boston Garden, or like the headset doesn't go out or the headset malfunctions like they do in New England. This is like real, actual, honest-to-goodness noise in Kansas City.
Our buddy Guy Lo Ren on Twitter, you can hit us up throughout the show.
At Funny Danny and at Grant H. Paulson.
Says, Dallas has not impressed me. I think Arizona's a tire fire. They played a mediocre Denver offense and got drubbed. His rankings, Eagles 1, Redskins 2, Cowboys 3. We both had the Redskins 3rd. We actually flipped our 1 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
I have Philly 1st, you have Dallas 1st. Let's get to the phones. 800-636-1067. Our Nats announcement, by the way, playoff related, that will make you all very happy, is 10 minutes away. Kyle is in Fairfax. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
Hey, Kyle.
I agree with those rankings. It's Eagles, Redskins, Cowboys. In addition to the Eagles having beat us, they played 2 out of 3 on the road, and I think that's very impressive that they were able to get that good start. Also, I think the AFC West, those three teams, the Raiders, the Chiefs, and the Broncos are, I mean, there's no shame for the Eagles losing by 7 in Arrowhead. That's great. I would be really thrilled if that's the Redskins' outcome come Monday night. We demolished the Raiders. The Cowboys have a lot to prove. And if you want to simplify it then to the Redskins versus Eagles, I think Carson Wentz hasn't hit his stride yet, and that is terrifying. I mean, he's the reason we lost, that first game, and he's just going to get better as he continues to build rapport with his receivers.
Yeah, he absolutely won the Eagles week one. He's playing well. He has 5 touchdowns and 2 picks. He's thrown for just over 800 yards in their 3 games. He is not lighting it up by any means, but they don't help him a whole lot. I really believe this about Philly. Doug Peterson is flawed completely as a head coach and as a play caller when it comes to the balance that is necessary for a young quarterback. It is one thing with a guy like Kirk Cousins, who's been around for several years and has proven himself as a near 5,000-yard quarterback, to put as much on his plate as the Redskins have, or specifically in the past. The reason I've always been fine with them throwing it as much as they did, the strength of their teams on the outside. You got Jackson, you got Garcon, you got Reed, you got Crowder, or you have undrafted free agent Rob Kelly. Like, you tell me, where's the strength of your team as you're paying a quarterback $24 million last year? But with Carson Wentz, a kid who's inconsistent and makes terrible throws at times and keeps both teams in the game with picks, which he's done this year as well, and not that strength on the outside. They did go get Torrey Smith and Alshon Jeffery, so they're at least better now.
Not the same weapons that Dallas has, though, for example.
Right, it's just not the same. They never stay balanced. This week was the first time I can remember dating back to like midway through last year where they actually called as many running plays as passing plays. They did it against the Redskins. Instead of just trying to put that game away with, you have LeGarrette Blount now. He's a wrecking ball. Be physical and wear teams down. They refuse to do that. Doug Peterson is Jay Gruden light in the sense that he wants to call passing plays all the time. The difference is he doesn't have the personnel to do that or a quarterback that protects the football well enough to win you games that
way.
Yeah,
he loved calling gimmicky sideways passes on third downs instead of doing what you should do against the Redskins, which is try to throw it forward.
Gave the Redskins a chance, man. A
couple different times.
Carson Wentz made the really bad decision on that screen. They had another turnover on a play that shouldn't have been happening. At what point do you just say, hey, we're up by a bunch. Let's start feeding LeGarrette Blount the football like the Patriots used to do to salt games away.
Quick stat comparison. 62% completions, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, 7 yards per attempt, 90.3 rating. 62% completion, 5 touchdowns, 2 picks, 6.5 yards per attempt, 88.9 rating. Those are the Carson Wentz and Dak Prescott numbers. Almost identical.
Yeah.
Little My Cousin Vinny shtick there. But that's pretty – so Prescott to me has been – we're kind of not talking about him. Wentz has been impressive because of the escape act.
Yeah.
But Prescott's kind of flying under the radar a little bit. He's played pretty well in my opinion.
But also Dak has the same numbers as Wentz with less responsibility.
Yes.
So Carson Wentz is basically needing to do that for them to win, whereas Dak Prescott is just kind of there, and I don't want to take away from him. He made some winning plays the other night in the second half.
That rushing touchdown was great.
Absolutely. He's a great football player. But it's just very different roles on their two teams right now. Matt and Stafford.
Matt,
what's up?
Hey, it's Thursday, so I'm in King George.
Ooh, look at you, the greatest county in all the land.
You
tell
need
the good people of King
how...
George I said hello.
Let me give you an update on them.
All right.
It's doing great.
King George is doing great.
King George doing great.
All 26,000 of us.
25,999 because you're up here. Yes, Maddie.
The team's success in the NFL is there's a big percentage of it that really is the quarterback play. All four quarterbacks are pretty good. I think this division ultimately will be won with somebody maybe 7-9, 8-8. But currently, as they're playing now, I would say Cousins, Wentz, Prescott, and then Manning. Manning could end up starting to do better and jump over Prescott, but for right now, Cousins is hot, and I could see continued success.
He's played 2 games in a row very efficiently for the Redskins. He was very solid against the Rams, and he was tremendous, nearly perfect, this past week against the Raiders. So it's a 2-week small sample where you say, I think he's found something. Prescott's perfect for the Cowboys. My point is just that Dallas is treating a young quarterback how he should be treated.
Yes.
The Eagles are doing the opposite. And because of that, generally they don't dominate teams and they don't put teams away. Look at the Redskins game. The Redskins easily could have stolen that game. And I think it had nothing to do with Carson Wentz, even though he made mistakes. He shouldn't have been put in the position to make those mistakes. They just don't give him the resources around him, the support with play calling and selection that they should, in my opinion. And that hasn't changed since last year.
No, it hasn't. And that's why he got off to that great start stat-wise and then fell off at the second half of the year and nobody could figure out why. And everyone, oh, it's weapons. Well, I'm kind of with you in that, hey, you didn't do him any favors, I would say. You threw him into the deep end and said swim.
What is our big Nationals playoff announcement, you are wondering? We will answer that next. Make sure you're listening. Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.